overcast conditions, the start of the wet few days we've got ahead of us. Dave, the Bureau have been modelling this and talking to us about this over the last few days. A couple of hundred mils expected for Mackay with Sundays.
Yeah, the rain bomb on its way. And the guys that have also been looking closely at this is the SES. We've got the area controller for Mackay with Sundays, Michael Young, mate. Congratulations on a stellar effort so far, even though you haven't done anything.
No, we had to come around sometimes.
Yeah. this is unusual to have an event like this in May, but we were talking off the air that the Bureau and the SES have been modelling and looking at this for the last week, so it's pretty much a guaranteed to happen this event.
Yeah, it's been pretty consistent in what we've been looking at and what the Bureau and meteorology have said. So there is rain coming, and we only have to look at other areas that are impacting through Longreach in those areas, so that's moving this way.
Sure.
It's been a bit like a jigsaw puzzle. It's our turn for the piece from there.
And how much are we expecting from what you've been told? You know?
What we're looking at is up to about 350 mil of rain between Wednesday and Thursday. So hopefully that'll break down over 150 one day and 100 the next day. But potentially that's the amount of rain we're looking at this stage.
Now, Mackay and the Whitsundays, we're used to a lot of rain, obviously not at this time of the year, but sometimes the message doesn't get through to a couple of people to look after yourself before you need the SES, is that right?
That's the thing. Understand, the SES is a volunteer-based organisation, so we don't have hundreds of people sitting around. So we've got a lot of emergency service personnel on standby, but it's going to take a while to get there. So we ask people to be a bit resilient and listen to these warnings and do some self-readiness as well. So because look at it, as the saying says, if it's flooded, forget it. Don't drive through waters.
Oh, how many times do we have to say that? And it happens every year.
I know, yeah. Look, even as little as last night, I was driving home at about 9:30 going through the roadworks at Mount Pleasant. P-platers speeding right up through, pouring down with rain, trying to get in and out of cars, potential accidents, potential deaths.
What happens then when you do drive through flooded water? You're not just putting your life at risk. The people have to rescue. You're also putting their lives potentially at risk as well.
Yeah, and your family and your friends. Yeah. It's the big impact from it because we don't know what happens under the water. And that's the scary part. You might know that road or driven across that road hundreds of times, but when you put a lot of water across it, it can wash away, it can underscore, it can actually move from there. So it's really dangerous.
What do we do? So if people listening at the moment and they've got maybe a leaking roof, do we call the SES first or do we try and fix that ourselves? What's the go?
Yeah, what we'd like is home maintenance. If you can actually fix it yourself, because as I said, understand we're sometimes minimum in people. But if it's an emergency or if it's serious, yes, you can. If it's an emergency, 000. But if you can, 132 500, and we can come out and do an assessment and provide stuff. So there are locations around town where you can get sandbags and stuff. So if you go onto the Mackay emergency dashboard and the Whitsunday emergency dashboard, it'll actually list where all those sandbags are or sand, so you can go and fill that in. So, but if you need to, yes, give the SES a ring. But just understand, we may not get there straight away.
Absolutely. So be patient. Yeah.
Yep. Look, thank you very much for everything you do for us. You've only just arrived in the role, really, the last, what, year or so, haven't you?
6 months.
Yeah, there you go. That's right.
Yeah, I brought some rain with me.
Welcome.
Well, mate, we're glad that you're heading it for us, and stay safe over the next couple of days, and we have no doubt we'll probably keep in touch with you.
Thanks for joining us. Anytime.
Thank you, mate. Appreciate it. Michael Young there from the SES with Jay and Dave for breakfast.